Yep. Yep.
That was not what I was doing.
No.
But I just wanted to be clear.
I felt the need to throw in Dave the gambler.
That was from
his name was
Storage Wars. Yeah.
Yeah. I think his name was Dave.
Alpha Team was in before I opened. I don't know what happened. Like he was so fast.
Alpha Team Hunger Force.
I'm not sure actually. I'm assuming Alpha Team was there before Sartat. But I completely didn't see Sartat came in like in between me blinking, I think. I don't know.
Oh, wow. The old man says Alpha.
It was like the eclipse. I'd blink and it was darker. And I'd blink and it was darker still.
Very much, yes.
Ian, did you watch the end of Tournament of Champions?
No.
Oh.
I didn't even know it was over.
Big ending.
I'm way behind.
Oh, dude.
Give me a chance to catch up. I'm sorry. I'm not way, way behind, but I can't remember the last thing that I saw. Oh, no. I have one more. Where am I and what's happening? Sorry, Kelly and I like had to stop mid-episode, and I want to say I am at Manit versus Britt. Did that happen?
Yeah, that's the last episode.
Oh, okay. Great. So I'm just not caught up. Next is the finale after this.
Correct.
Okay, I'll be back. Nope, I've been doing too much traveling. I have been like knee-deep in the show The Gentleman on Netflix. You would like it. You should consider it.
What's it about?
It is a Guy Ritchie British crime drama, or with some comedy. It's like a
hello.
Uh-oh, what happening?
Yeah, you just roboted there, Craig.
All I'm hearing is pieces.
Yeah, was Craig exploding or am I?
I think it was Craig.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear him anymore, so it was him.
Yeah. Phew.
I thought it was me.
Yeah, I was just getting bits and pieces of everything.
You're roboting really bad. Packet loss. Can you try again?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Ian was talking and I was just getting
That's better.
Oh, the show. I will watch that.
Yeah, it was definitely you, though. Yeah, you were roboting something fierce, like it sounded metallic and breaking up, yeah.
Hey, Samurai, is that coming out one episode at a time, or is that all at once? Anyway, I was talking... Craig, have you ever seen the movie The Gentleman, or perhaps Snatch, or perhaps Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
I have seen none of those things.
Okay. Then I don't have a point of reference with which to share with you something else that is like The Gentleman, but...
Didn't he also do, like, Layer Cake? Or is that just a similar...
I think it's just similar.
Okay.
Boy, that was good, though.
That was also good. It wasn't as good as Snatch or Lock, Stock, but it was good.
Sweet.
Now it's well past 9 o'clock.
It is. Sorry, I was just talking to Samurai about the new the Fallout series that's on Amazon. Apparently that went live today. based on the video game Fallout?
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, it was just crickets and tumbleweeds, and I was like, maybe they can't hear me? Maybe I'm the only person that enjoys that game? I don't know which one it's going to be, but I'll find out.
I was enjoying what Sligo posted. Dags. You like dags? Dags. Oh, dogs. Yeah, I like dags.
Oh, those pikeys are always throwing a dog in with the deal.
Baby Billy. I love Baby Billy.
Oh, right. In that same vein, this has that. They prefer to be called travelers, but there are gypsies all over this show.
Okay.
And they are amazing.
Where is it?
It is on Netflix.
Are there gypsies, tramps, and thieves?
Yes.
Oh, I mean.
How can you go wrong?
You could write a whole song about that. Are you ready to talk about this show now?
I am largely ready. Let me just. All right. I got pop. I got that. I'll work on this. What else do I need to do for this show?
Oh, something else we got to decide. You two.
Ooh.
Do you wish to do a show without me next week?
I take it you're out.
I am.
Seems unlikely.
I am feeling revitalized, but I feel like there's going to be some segment changes on horizon, and I think a week off plus a weekend trip with Craig will help get my ideas flowing for show segments, so... That extra week will buy me some time because I am really into the fact that it's my birthday and I'm very self-indulgent at the moment. So I'm going to go with Ray and say no, thank you.
Well, I was going to say, that's what I'm doing Wednesday. I'm not doing anything of that would remotely involve anything that would have to make me think or do work. So.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I assumed that was your option as well.
Yep.
I mean, a bang, bang, bangity, bang, 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 bangity, bang.
A bang, bang, bang.
That bit is... YouTube told me I wanted to watch that today, and I agreed, and it was hilarious. And then YouTube told me I wanted to watch the Saturday Night Live sketch Space Pants, and it was as good as I remembered, if not more so. That wig that Peter Dinklage has on is dynamite.
That wig is dynamite.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 418th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. The gang's all here. I survived staring at clouds. The other people survived to getting dark.
Seems accurate.
Totally did.
What's that?
Very accurate. We stared at clouds as well.
Yeah, but that's all I stared at. There was nothing but a wall of clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you guys went somewhere where there were no clouds.
No, we went somewhere where we were in the path of totality.
Mm.
We were in the path of total cloud coverage as well.
Right. However, when it did get totality, man, it was dark.
Awesome.
It was pitch black.
See, it was interesting because here we were supposed to be, what, 90X%? It got slightly dark enough that the streetlights came on, like for a brief period of dusk, and then it was gone. Like, nice. It never got dark in any way.
Interesting.
Like, I stood outside with, you know, my super black glasses where you can't see anything and just stood there and went, oh.
Well, the weird thing was, like, well, you could see it you look one way and you could see the horizon was kind of lit, and you look the opposite way and you could see the horizon was lit, but it was pitch black in the middle. Mm. And the animals didn't like it. There was a neighboring donkey who was apparently a guard donkey for the sheep. It ran around and gathered up all the sheep, forced them inside the pen. Like, he was like, nope, it's night. Get inside.
Yep, he was having all sorts of donkey anxiety. It was exciting.
That's funny. I found it amusing. They had like a big event up at the baseball field where they set the attendance record for something in that baseball field. They had 4,800 people staring at clouds. I was like, that's a lot of people that they got to go look at clouds.
Yeah, it is.
I was impressed. And Penn State being Penn State, you know, they billed everybody like $3 to park. So they made some money on that.
Apparently Alpha got like 3 eclipses at once.
I don't know what planet he's on. That looks like the opening from Heroes.
When single shines the triple sun. What once was two must be made one. By Gelfling hand or then by none.
I was thinking, was that Dark Crystal? Yeah.
I'm surprised he kept going.
That's an important prophecy, dude. Kind of the crux of the whole film.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready to rock this show.
All right, well, this show is covering the 8th to the 15th of April. Falling inside of there will be Ian's birthday.
Woo!
In your 7-day 4-star crash of the Titans, you had a horrific one this week because Reptile's bad.
Yeah.
And Rhino, you know, can stun you in things. That one's not fun.
Yeah. No, I didn't know. I didn't even try it. I don't think I have a viable Reptile.
Well, here's what you got to do. Stockpile all of the red and yellow you can. Don't do anything with them. Until you get enough green to become a bird, and then fire all of your red and yellow all at once.
Huh. You have a 0-1-1 no red.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take a pass
on that.
Oh,
you're doomed. Yeah, never mind.
Yep. I'm going to go back to not doing that.
Yeah, I got pummeled the first time, and then the second time I lucked into a win. I did not do what Craig said, but that sounds like good information.
Yeah. I lost a couple times, and I'm like, all right. What does this guy actually do? And then I read his powers and went, oh, red and yellow don't do anything unless you've already done green. Okay.
I remember doing firing red after firing green, and it also didn't seem to do anything. I don't know what.
But it does more of a nothing than when you're not in green form.
Okay.
Like, instead of doing, like, 8 points of damage, it does, like, 30. You know, so, you know, it scales up. It's still not good. Coming up number next, however, on Monday will be Nebula versus Thanos.
Okay.
She's also not good, right?
Correct. I mean, she'll be better than Reptil.
Yeah, well, but... I mean, I would have to assume so, yes.
I mean, her powers, for a four-star, I don't think her powers are great, but she holds her own, and Thanos won't be, you know...
Yeah, he'll be underpowered.
Overly powerful. He'll be nerfed a little.
Yeah.
So
he'll be low level.
Yeah. She'll be fine.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. In and story
Ian,
world,
Ian,
yes.
Ian has her champed. So.
Ah, oh, good. Good to go.
Yeah.
In story world, you've got The Hunt is running, Gray Suit, The Black King, and Aunt May Shards there. Placement will get you Moon Girl and some five-star Professor X there of the $5 Chuck variety, right? That's followed up by Thick as Thieves, Aunt May, Moon Girl, Chuck. Placement is Throg and Apoc, Magneto. In the Wheels season, you can get a Loki, a Kamala Khan, and some Black King. Currently, Army of One is running for Punisher, Bishop. Placement is Black Cat and some Yellow Jacket. Let's get to the news. We have release 300 even.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
It says The Clue. Are you sitting down?
No, I am.
The clue is reforming alloy, which clearly means that the T-1000, what's the villain from Terminator 2?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a thing.
That's there you go. That was a Marvel comic maybe once. I don't know.
Okay.
He's a reforming alloy.
Yeah, I don't know who else is a reforming alloy. Is there somebody who's...
Is there anybody else made out of metal?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Silver Surfer?
Probably lots of people. Oh, like a four-star surfer?
Sure.
That'd be weird.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says that the power season is here. Check out the new bonus quests around rotating affiliation vaults all season long.
Oh.
And check out the brand new support. God help us. The Thanos copter. Because Thanos needs a helicopter.
Sure he does.
Yeah. So let's talk about, what do you want to do first, the Thanos copter or the vaults? I'll leave
Thanos
it to you.
Copter for sure.
All right, the Thanos copter. It is a villainous vehicle.
Nice.
Equips the villains synergy Thanos. When either team matches or destroys create a cosmic cube tile at the start of your turn. If either team matches or destroys the tile, they gain ownership of it. If the supporting character's team owns a tile, the team gains 36% increased ability damage, and it converts two tiles in the supporting character's weakest colors into their strongest colors each turn.
Wow.
That's the rank one perk. That's really good.
Yeah, it is.
At rank three, again, making this cosmic cube thing, if it is matched or destroyed, send the one who matched it airborne for a turn. When they land, take 15% damage of max health if they were an enemy, or a burst of 15% max health if they're on the supported character's team.
Wow. All
right. The rank 5. When the supported character makes a match, rotate a 3x3 block of tiles around the match. Additional matches caused by this deal 61.2% bonus damage. This seems like a really good support.
Yeah, it does.
The synergy. At the start of the battle, the supported character, which would be Thanos, goes airborne for one turn. When they land, destroy three random tiles in a 3x3 block centered on the cosmic cube. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP and deal 9.48% damage to the enemy team. That seems not really worth it. 9% damage? Okay. But the ranks 1, 3, and 5 sound dynamic.
Is that's 9% of what the blocks would do? Like what the tiles would do?
Yeah, 9% of what? The 3x3 block.
Okay, yeah, that's not much. That's, yeah. The synergy, not very disappointing.
But the other stuff sounds great.
Yeah. That's true. That percentage will be going up. That's 9% at level 1, so as you level it up, it would increase.
Well, but we just don't know what that would be, because they don't tell it.
No, right.
So all we got to know is, starts at 9.48%, which is a weird number that they pick there. I'm not sure how that scales, but do we lose Ian?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about math.
All right.
Especially percentage-based.
Let's talk about its new seasonal vaults.
Ooh, seasonal vaults. Tell me more.
Starting with the power season.
Oh, in-game seasons.
Okay. Yes.
I thought you meant reality seasons. I'm back. Like, I thought we'd have a springtime vault coming up.
Oh, no. Nope, in-game seasons.
Gotcha.
Players will discover special event quests that reward access to a special seasonal vault that rotates every season. Quests are separated into daily, weekly, and seasonal categories. Each completed quest will reward you with a vault token to the seasonal vault. This month's April seasonal vault features a chance to acquire 4-star ascended versions of the Hulk and Doctor Strange, plus a treasure trove of other great rewards. So it looks like the April vault contains an ascended Hulk, an ascended Strange, and then 5 stars of Apocalypse, Havoc, Hela, Shang-Chi, and Spider-Gwen. It's a pretty good vault.
Well, the Spider-Gwen says 4-star again.
It does, sorry. They put them out of order there. Threw me out.
I received from that vault a alternative costume for one Nicholas Fury.
That is an option. You could also get a Saber costume for Monica Rochambeau or a retro Iron Man costume.
Ooh.
Also some hero points, some ISO 8 or command points in there too.
I could dig it.
Can you dig it?
Guess who, in addition to every single other person on the planet, got their Necroco costume?
Woohoo!
This guy.
Oh, I didn't. You didn't? I totally forgot to play most of the weekend.
Oh, boo-ins.
Oh, man.
Like, I fired the game up Tuesday and realized, and I'm like, why don't I have the Deadpool daily, like the weekly one done? I went, oh, I didn't even play on Monday. And I'm like, I don't think I played on Sunday either. So,
man, you really Ian'd that up.
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other hand, costume is secure and equipped.
Very nice. So I do, along with that, I want to give a shout out to, I don't know how to pronounce his online name, Sokun from 505, who contacted us via Jeff Duggan on the Discord here and said, hey, Ian, you said you couldn't take your laptop. Can we help you out with that? And gave us a way to do that. Now, granted, Ian was taking his laptop and was able to do the event anyway. But do appreciate the fact that someone from 505 is listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
And reached out to me.
And
that
reached out.
That was really
out.
Kind.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
Reach out and touch Ian.
I should have taken you up on that offer. I'm still sure it's still on the table. I just... I've never opened a ticket before, and I'm only now learning who to contact and how.
But if he would ever to be on this show, he's more than welcome to come on.
This is true.
He can take your place next week. Craig's not going to be here. It'll be the best opportunity ever.
Could be the best opportunity ever.
Sokun show featuring Ray and Ian.
Could be.
Either way, thank you very much. I did get the costume. It was awesome. Seasonal vaults. I'm optimistic so far.
Okay.
Plus, they have those little things that, you know, they give you little quests to do, you know, if you're hungry for more quests.
That's true.
Huh. Blue Wolf just mentioned, I haven't actually looked at this, but apparently if you do the quests every day and every week and all the seasons, you can get all the items in the vault because you get 80 tokens and there are 80 things in the vault.
Oh.
Interesting.
That's ambitious.
Yeah,
that
it is.
That is probably something not for me or Ian to achieve.
I mean,
I might give it a shot.
I don't know if I can do a full sweep, but, you know, I would like to land one of those two. The Ascended Doctor Strange specifically.
Solid character.
Yeah, I think 4-star, 3-star Strange would be fun to play.
Anything else for the news?
I don't believe so.
All right. Let's move on then to this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Arcade wins the big game.
All right, then. This week, we're going to talk about Arcade, the king of... He's a 3-star. See what makes him go. It looks like purple, blue, and black. All right, let's see what this guy's all about, or was all about. I don't know what he's doing these days, other than, you know, creating Murder World. Murder World! 7 purple AP. Choose a color and place a control room trap tile in that color. Max 1. For each Murder World trap tile on the board... deal 125 damage to a random enemy. If it matches the control room's color, deal double damage and destroy a random adjacent tile. Does not generate AP. All right, as this scales up, we are doing 325 damage. Murder World tile deals 50% damage without a 50% less damage without a control room. Creates 2 Murder World trap tiles. a turn up to 10 and a max damage of 1,017. Insert coins. Oh, variety. 6 blue AP. Choose a pair of colors. Deals 125 damage to the target for each Murder World trap tile in those colors, and an additional effect for the colors chosen, removing trap tiles in those colors. That scales up to 1,017 damage. And let's see. Here are some of the possible effects. If you choose red and yellow, it appears that it's called Flame Burst. Create a one-turn red repeater tile that deals 125 times the number of red and yellow Murder World trap tiles being removed. Again, max damage there is 1,017. Muddy Mire. Create a two-turn blue countdown tile that locks a surrounding number of tiles, prioritizing enemy special tiles, equal to the number of blue and green Murder World trap tiles removed. Lock tiles destroy enemy AP in their colors each turn. It only changes to a three-turn countdown tile eventually. No other changes as it goes up in level. Poison Cloud. Create a two-turn countdown tile that deals 469 times the number of black and purple Murder World trap tiles. Removed damage to the enemy team. If destroyed, it deals 234 damage to the enemy team and stuns them for one turn. That scales up to 1,219 damage, 608 if it is destroyed, stuns for two turns, maximum damage being 3,806, or 1,903 if destroyed. Happy birthday! Let's see, it's 7, black AP. Choose a trap tile and place a two-turn Doombot repeater tile on the board, which deals 376 damage and creates one Murder World trap tile each time it activates. Passive, if there is a Doombot repeater tile on the board at the start of each turn, Passive, if there is a Doombot repeater tile on the board at the start of each turn, if there are at least Murder World trap tiles on the board, the Doombot destroys a trap tile, dealing 156 damage to the enemy team and 45 damage to Arcade's allies. This power, the top part scales up to 978 damage. Passive damage is 1,266 or 361. All right. Sounds like a character I probably have. I think I built him wrong. You guys have matching builds?
That's weird.
Yeah. Same thing with Nebula. Oh, man, I'm way out of the loop. I don't know. He's got a bunch of confusing trap tiles. I don't love it. But I do love 544, because Happy Birthday kind of does its own thing. And then Insert Coin and Murder World seem to go hand in hand.
You already have 544.
I don't know what the right build is, but I'm switching mine to 544 so I can be included. I'm at the other one. Where the 445. 445 is what I was understanding based on what you guys have built. According to this infographic that I have, 535 is the correct answer. Yeah. So 445 it is.
That's funny.
Darn. Anyway, that's the 3-star version of Arcade. King of Perm.
It is always sunny. This non-stakes always, from eclipses.
To no one, because this is always sunny.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks as always.
All right, let's move on. Acting, thank you.
Eclipsify.
Ian, who we got this week?
Holy majoli. Where am I and what's happening? Oh, my goodness. We have none other than peaking actor Cillian Murphy. Cillian Murphy of Peaky Blinders fame, also of 28 amount of time later, and Oppenheimer, and several other movies. Here we go. Oh, he's also Scarecrow in some of the Batman-type films. Man, that guy does everything. Anyway, Ray's going to tell us all about his role in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Sure. I got distracted and didn't think about this until about 5 minutes before we started. So
that's understandable.
That's my excuse for having a bad answer. But
ooh, I'm okay with that.
Thinking about him and who he would be good at, and this is no This is no negative toward the person who already is this character and has done a fantastic job, but I would really like to see Cillian Murphy play Loki.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay with that.
I think he would make a great Loki. Now,
before
I thought of Loki, I was going to just go with Ebenezer Lofton, but, you know, we'll get to that later if nobody else picks that character.
Craig, what do you think about this whole Cillian Murphy situation?
Yeah, I enjoy Cillian Murphy, and but to me, he's got to be somebody, you know, semi-never used, right? Just because.
Oh.
Right? So I'm going with the ever-popular Molecule Man as my Cillian Murphy.
Is he ever popular?
He was popular once. He got that whole, you know, Beyonder thing that back in the day.
Yeah, he's super potent.
Yeah.
He went far in the bracket. I support him for that. Powers of Molecule Man are infinite-ish.
It's just like of some of the like old school drawings of Molecule Man where he has like the weird, I don't know, they're lightning bolts or whatever the heck is tattooed all over his face. For some reason, it amuses me to picture those on Cillian Murphy's face. So,
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but there's some better ones.
Okay. Oh, there are some weird ones.
Yeah, like if you look at like that one, it's kind of redonkulous.
Huh.
So, speaking of Cillian Murphy's face, while I'm leaning into it, feeling similar levels of disappointment that Ray felt, but I have, based on Cillian Murphy's face, a one-word description for you, and it should, if you're me, lead you exactly where I went. I decided that he would, again, not to disparage anybody who has already done this role, and several of them did probably an excellent job, but my one word for you is cheekbones. The correct answer, of course, is Green Goblin. That man's cheekbones are made to either be the Silver Surfer or the Green Goblin. I like my Cillian Murphy's as the Green Goblin.
I can see it.
Also, he has that, I feel like his award-winning performance in Oppenheimer prepared him to play Norman Osborn as well.
Interesting.
I'm all about the disturbed scientist with the weight of the world on his shoulders. Sure. He likes to blow things up.
So the one that I was thinking about before Ebenezer Lofton, if you're not familiar with who that is, which I think probably only T.J. Jawther would be familiar by the character name, that's Scarecrow. Since he played Scarecrow in the Batman movies, I would put him into Scarecrow in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
They have their own Scarecrow. What?
They do. His name is Ebenezer Lofton. his powers are exactly the same as Scarecrow.
Oh, really?
Really similar. Really similar.
Oh, my goodness. The costume is the same.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's a Scarecrow.
I mean, he's got a little more straw, which is corny, but wow.
What is up with that?
I don't know. This is sketchy at best.
Right?
I mean, I'm sure they were, you know, back in the 60s just stealing intellectual world property like nobody's business, but...
I have to amuse. I looked up an article and it says, who would win in a fight between DC Scarecrow and Marvel Scarecrow? And it says, well, the original one was a villain who fought Iron Man, but was it a skilled contortionist with some trained crows? I'm not sure how you're fighting Iron Man if all you got is I'm a gymnast with crows.
Right.
But, you know.
Oh, crows are very distracting.
They clog up by Iron Man's jets in his boots or something.
According to the wiki, he's got mutated pheromones, superhuman strength, superhuman speed, superhuman agility, and regeneration.
Ooh.
Yeah, he could definitely beat up the DC version.
I mean, regeneration, that's hard to come by. You can take a beat to keep on ticking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but plus, he's a contortionist. And he's got... Craig, they are so formidable as enemies, they renamed their flock a murder.
Nice.
Ravens are merely an unkindness. Crows are straight up murder.
Man, I've never heard of this character. Okay.
He's been around since 1963.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously know the Batman version, but...
Right.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Sweet.
Good on
you. Thanks, as always, to Thespify.
Thespify. What's next on this show?
No one knows, Craig. We're all relying on you.
Oh, tell me who the person is next week.
Next week, none other than acting. Thank you. Himself. John Lovitz.
You'd have to buy a Ram van for that.
Buy my book.
God, I love Lovitz so much.
You do.
All right, let's move on. Hey, Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right, quite a bit this week. Let's start with an email that I received from J-Wall, who says, regarding three-star Aunt May, he says, I can't take credit for this because I think I saw it on Reddit, but did the developers miss a huge opportunity with three-star Aunt May not calling her Iron Ma'am? Hmm. And can that be the podcast nickname for her going forward?
Sure.
I don't hate it.
Can I call the five-star one then Twinkies?
Twinkies?
Yeah, isn't that, was that the whole shtick? Is that she needed to get a Twinkie for Galactus? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I might remember that.
All right, there you go. Iron Ma'am and Twinkies. You got it.
All right.
So is that where we've gone in the Marvel Universe? Galactus is so potent and such a serious foil that we can only battle him with things like Squirrel Girl and Aunt May and make him a joke?
That's my understanding.
Nice. He's the Trask. He's the Trask of the Marvel world.
Moving on to the subreddit. Aestheticist says, anything artificially black cherry is guaranteed horrendous. Always has been since the foul flavor was developed many decades ago.
Why wrong.
The world refuses to acknowledge this objectively obvious truth remains a mystery.
Black cherry Kool-Aid is delicious.
I agree with that.
I was going to say, who spoke this heresy?
Aestheticist.
Man,
it's my second favorite Kool-Aid.
Black cherry flavor, most things are amazing.
Mm.
Black cherry is better than regular cherry. If I can find black cherry at a Rita's Italian Ice instead of just a regular cherry, I have hit the Rita's jackpot.
Well, no, Swedish fish flavor is the Rita's jackpot. Now, come on.
Negative.
It's too sweet. It's a good flavor, though, but black cherry is superior.
I would like to sample the Swedish fish flavor and then go with the black cherry for my actual serving. He also said, if s'mores is proliferating, it will never catch me. Thanks, diabetes. And his suggestion for Killian Murphy, he says, Killian Murphy, let me see if I can, I don't know if this will work. I don't know if this will, let me see if I can do a copy image address here and see if that'll work. He says, Killian Murphy should play Warlock, the New Mutant strung out technogenic friend.
Nice.
Yeah, and, but that character's going to be all AI. I mean, AI, CGI. It could be AI too. I don't know. I mean, it's Warlock. I guess he's kind of AI.
With Killian Murphy, I want Killian Murphy on the screen. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't recruit an A-lister like that to not show his face. I mean, you can, but then you have to come up with something awesome like Groot or Rocket Raccoon.
Sure. So, in any case, I do want Warlock to appear. I think that would be cool. But
yeah, so maybe. Now you've won me back. I've won myself back. I was anti-Warlock, and by the time I finished that sentence, I was like, oh, Warlock.
I just have to include this because Samurai responded and said that someone reported Aestheticist's comment as being unrelated to MPQ, and I'm just going to laugh my butt off at whoever that sad person is. All right. Blue Wolf says, it would be fun if Killian Murphy came into MCU and played Marvel's Scarecrow. He's a Ghost Rider villain, and one major issue with the Ghost Rider movies was having terrible villains. That's true.
Yeah, it was.
Putting Dr. Oppenheimer versus Ghost Rider could do a lot to generate some MCU hype. I agree. I think that might be cool.
I know. I do like the Ghost Rider.
I actually didn't know until I read this that he was a Ghost Rider villain, but
okay. It was an Iron Man villain.
I don't know. And the last thing that I have is from over at the D3 forums, TJ Jar author, speak of the devil. He says, I was going to say Eddie Redmayne should play the MCU Carnage until you mentioned Killian Murphy was next week. Yeah, let's do that. Killian Murphy is Carnage.
Okay. I'm sure he could put a different take on it that I would enjoy.
Sure. Again, I think Carnage is going to be a lot of CGI, but playing, Cletus.
Yeah, I feel like Killian Murphy is more of a fight you with his mind, sinister type of villain. I feel like Cletus is just a big dummy with scythes for hands.
Mm.
I mean, he won't eat
his skunk. He's killing for the sake of killing. He's not, hatching some sort of plan.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, Killian does definitely play intelligent characters very well.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. That's what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, moving on. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. I am going to take a relatively new approach to this segment. After the 3 stars, you will be receiving the infographic verbatim.
Ooh.
So, Aunt May is too new. You can't expect me to know what she does. Dakin, his strike tiles will be boosted. These are all 3-star characters at the moment. And his healing will be improved, as will the damage he does with his blue. Daredevil, let's see.
Ambush.
The red... Yes?
I was just saying ambush.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The red trap tile will be dealing more damage.
Boot to the
head. His radar senses... Do they do damage, or do they just wish away enemy special tiles?
They do both, right?
I thought they did both, too, but I wasn't 100% sure on that. And his no change to his Billy Club. Hulk, more damage with his green, more damage with his red, more self-harm with his black. Sentry, strike tile is going to be improved. The damage from the world rupture countdown tiles will be improved, as will be his supernova. Yeah, yep. All that red, doing some damage.
More severe tummy cramps.
Yes. All right. 4-star characters, here we go. The Abomination, return on collateral, no changes. The Direct Approach, his black power, countdowns add more AoE to match damage. And Gamma Toxins, it's percentage-based and there will be no changes.
Gamma Toxins?
Gamma Toxins?
Lisa needs braces.
Playoffs? Okay, Colleen Wing, Calming Breath is percentage-based, no changes. Red, Flashing Blade, more base damage, bonus from strike tiles is 2 times, so passive isn't boosted. And Heroes for Hire, the yellow ability, more burst healing, and nothing for the passive as it is percentage based. M'Baku is boosted this week. Wakanda's Power, no changes, it's percentage based, it's red. His yellow, Wakanda's Peace, burst healing is improved. And I was lying. I can't read this verbatim. I gotta keep it moving. Too many words, and I'm a poor reader. It'll only expose how actually dumb and lazy I am. Wakanda's Pride, base increase to passive damage reduction.
So while we're on M'Baku,
yeah,
if there is a dev listening, can we please make his healing power not do an animation if it doesn't actually heal? His healing power makes that animation every turn, sometimes multiple times a turn. I get really tired of seeing all those plus signs. If it actually heals, sure, give us the animation. Otherwise, and I know I could turn animations off, but I play this game for the characters, so I don't want to do that. But yeah, the animation was the last time I used him, I'm like, oh, come on.
All right, let's see. These next couple guys, Spider-Man India, no changes to purple, more healing from blue, more base damage per web tile from green. And Oscorp Spider-Man, what's this guy up to these days? His red does more damage plus more per web tile. No changes to his spider glider, and his purple, the trap tiles deal more damage. 5-star characters. Black Panther, what are you doing these days? His black ability is more extra damage from the countdown. His yellow ability, he burns team up for more damage. And his red, he deals way more damage coming out of a stun. Doctor Strange is boosted. His Crimson Bands of Sidorak do more damage and more passive retaliatory damage from the Flames of the Faultine. And more active damage if you actually gather up enough of that to fire it off. Oh, this is probably Gambit. Let's see what Gambit does now that he's been de-gambited. His countdown tiles will deal more damage with Rage and Cajun, and more damage per charge tile destroyed with Aces and Eights. No damage to the stacked deck. And then Thor, he does awesome amounts of AoE with his green ability. More damage with his Asgardian tactics, And then Smoldering Fire will bring bigger projectiles, and Raging Fire will deal more damage.
But it's going to take you a lot longer to get him to half hit points.
To half life, yeah. Yes, because his will be overall increased. All right, let's see what Samurai says. Samurai says that he built or purchased a mimic out of Legos, and it looks awesome. So, that is who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
I do love the image for Abomination. I don't know what that is.
It was hilarious.
It's some sort of jello mold with olives and kiwi and carrots?
Yeah.
Was that, I don't know what that was. It's definitely an abomination.
Yeah.
I more enjoyed the one where we're asking Timmy if he likes gladiator movies.
Sure. That one I actually, yes, that was good.
Ian, can you have some cold, refreshing a pop pop?
I definitely can. Uh-oh. So, pop! Let's...
Thanks, Emre.
Let's talk about a recently reworked K-pop band that I did some listening to.
Uh-oh.
They are called Lightsome. This briefly 8-piece. Now we're down to a nice manageable 6-pack. I'm going to have to go back and really evaluate.
Sorry.
My what's that?
Ray posted a 2-second clip. I'm like, that's the good part of the song, huh? 2 seconds.
So, yeah, sorry about that, guys. You don't get a clip today. Or you get 2 seconds of nothingness because apparently it didn't save off correctly. Sorry about that.
Okay. I don't think that's the case, Craig. Now, I can't confirm this, nor can I encourage anybody to listen to Lightsome. But I was all about them last night.
Ooh.
I listened to this song, and then I listened to like 4 more of their songs, and I was grooving on all of them. Now, just to give you... kind of some all ages G-rated innuendo. I've re-listened to them today, and I wink, wink, don't know what could have possibly changed between last night and today. They weren't quite as good.
So you were interested, very interested, and then you suddenly lost interest.
Kind of. I revisited it today. I'll have to listen to a couple more of this. Exactly. I fell asleep. But anyway, they just pour on every like stereotype that you could think of for K-pop. So I was just eating it up. They were just goofy. They're not like awesome, but they were fun, and that was enough for me.
I don't think I'll go back for more, but I enjoyed listening to the one song. It was all right.
Yeah. Yeah, the Honey and Spice wasn't bad, and they have a couple other songs that were pretty solid. So you check those out. Vanilla might be more Craig speed. If you hear Vanilla by Lightsome, you might like that.
You can make me a playlist for the drive to Cleveland.
I'll consider that. I like that. Now, let's talk about some pop pop. The other half of the pop is something that I chose to revisit because I've always had what I thought was inexplicable dislike for this beverage. And I thought maybe if I tried some different varieties, it would change. But I don't like birch beer.
What?
I don't like birch beer. Huh. It's got a minty flavor, and I can't figure out why. Yes, it does. It has tastes crisp and minty. Not like overwhelmingly. I'm not drinking like a Thin Mints or something like that. But
did you try both the white birch beer compared to the red birch beer?
I don't drink white birch beer. Hmm. It looks gross.
Well, it's clear.
I know that it's just made with... I'm aware that the only difference is it's made with white birch instead of a different type of birch bark, but I don't... If it's a clear beverage and it's not lemon-lime, then I don't want it.
Okay.
It's irrational, I understand. And as I age, things change, so maybe I'll be revisiting it. Craig, I spent 20 years angry at pumpernickel bread for being the color it is and not chocolate-flavored. Turns out pumpernickel bread is delicious, and I'm way less angry.
Why are you not chocolate?
I just couldn't get it. I don't know. Aestheticists, do they make a black cherry birch beer? I still wouldn't want to try it, because I do like black cherry, but I don't like it enough that I want to... I don't know. Anyway, Pennsylvania Dutch, if you're going to have a birch beer, that's that. I feel like that's the brand to pick. It's got the great logo. It's the most drinkable of the birch beers that I've ever had. And the browns and the reds are my favorite of the bunch. Mm. So, you know, my bias aside, I would say Pennsylvania Dutch, birch beer, and light some. Both of them interested, very interested, not at all interested. Similar reaction to all of them. Craig seems to love birch beer.
I do.
But yeah, if that's something that you can get behind, I say check it out.
I would much, much rather have a birch beer than a root beer.
Oh, you're insane.
I'm just telling you.
I believe you, and you're correct. You're no more wrong than aestheticists is wrong about black cherry, because you're both completely right. I just completely disagree. Either way, yeah, like I said, Lightsome and Pennsylvania Dutch birch beer. Thanks, as always, to Magnify?
Magnified.
Yeah, Magnify.
You got Steam open.
I do. See what kind of tokens they have laying around in the Steam. Miles, power and responsibility.
Black cherry flavored whiskey. Interesting.
I've got some black cherry bourbon upstairs. Red Stag.
That sounds like something you would have.
Red Stag is good with Coke.
Hmm.
I bet.
Is Weapon Hex still in? Oh, she is.
So you're still down to one?
I'm doing one. It is a forest. What is that? Oh, Spider-Man India. I was completely unfamiliar with this symbol.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to open like five of these things. Let's see what we get. Cindy Lou Who. Kate Bishop. Monica Rochambeau. Jamie Madrox. Lizard. And there you go. That's 2 weeks in a row with no purples.
That's true.
Sad
embargo
times.
Sorry, dude.
But what I can do is thank the OG, though.
This guy.
Ian, what is on the podcast network these days?
Oh, the podcast network. It is a network of podcasts called the Soon to Be Named Network. SoonToBeNamedNetwork.com is where you can check us out. That page has a direct link to all of our shows. So check us out. The Soon to Be Named Network at SoonToBeNamedNetwork.com.
To go with all these wrestling shows, have you checked out yet the John Cena is Ricky Stanicky?
Still no.
Okay.
Still funny?
I finished it. It was I liked it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll treat myself to a chunk of it here. We'll see how things play out after the show.
All right. So yeah, I think we're gonna take a week off next week because it's my birthday and I'm doing other stuff. I'm gonna party like it's my birthday.
Nice. Enjoy.
I will. So I think that's it. Anything else for the good of the order?
I believe I'm good.
No, sorry, I couldn't say or do anything. I had to not get the hiccups, and I didn't, so I'm better. Right. No, I'm good. What do you have, Ray?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Awesome.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Willie's mailbag, and Ray will read them off to you in 2 weeks. Not next week. Not at all. You can head over to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, and buy yourself something there. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, go to Flynn's Arcade and play Space Paranoids. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.